I present to you another episode of Leader to Leader.
It came as a result of the position of leadership which was imposed upon us by the God of heaven, who brought forth a restoration of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And when the declaration was made concerning the only true and living church upon the face of the earth, we were immediately put in a position of loneliness, the loneliness of leadership, from which we cannot shrink nor run away, and to which we must face up with boldness and courage and ability.
Hello, friends of Leading LDS. This is Kurt Frankum, the general host of Leading LDS, and today I bring you another episode of Leader to Leader, where we share some rich and precious stories of maybe general authorities learning from other general authorities, or local bishops learning from local stake presidents, or siblings learning from siblings, whatever it is. And we go to a talk given by Bruce C. Hafen in January of 1979, which he gave at BYU. The talk was addressed, "Love is Blind, Some Thoughts for College Students on Faith." And a fantastic story that he relates from what he learned from his junior companion on his mission in Germany.
"I once had an experience that taught me a great lesson about the way a highly developed tolerance for being realistic can inhibit the workings of the Spirit in our lives. When I'd been on my mission in Germany about a year, I was assigned to work with a brand new elder named Elder Keeler, who had just arrived fresh from converting, so he thought, all the stewardesses on the plane from New York to Frankfurt. Within a few days of his arrival, I was called to a meeting in another city, and I had to leave him to work in our city with another inexperienced missionary whose companion went with me. I returned late that night. The next morning, I asked him how his day had gone. He broke into a big smile and said he had found a family who would surely join the church. In our mission, it was rare to see anybody join the church, let alone a whole family. I asked for more details, but he had forgotten to write down the name and the address. All he could remember was that the family lived on the top floor of a big apartment house. Oh, that's great, I thought to myself as I contemplated all those steps of stairs. He also explained that he knew so little German that he'd exchanged but a few words with the woman who answered the door. But he did think she wanted us to come back, and he wanted to go find her and have me talk to her that very minute. I explained to him that all the people who don't slam the door in our face are not planning to join the church. But off we went to find her, mostly to humor him. He couldn't remember the right street either. So we picked a likely spot in our tracting area and began climbing up and down those endless polished staircases. After a frustrating hour of that, I decided I really needed to level with him. I said, based on my many months of experience, it is simply not worth our time to try any longer to find that woman. I've developed a tolerance for the realities of missionary work, and I know more about all this than you do." His eyes filled with tears and his lower lip began to tremble. This elder was no dummy. He's recently graduated from Bolt Hall Law School at Berkeley. I remember it so well. He said to me through those tear-filled eyes, "Elder Hafen, I came on my mission to find the honest in heart. The Spirit told me that that woman was going to join the church, and you can't stop me from finding her." Well, I decided I had to teach him a lesson. So I raced him up one staircase after another until he was ready to drop, and so was I. "Elder Keeler," I asked, "had enough?" "No," he said, "we've got to find her." I began to smolder. I decided to work him until he pled with me to stop. Then maybe he'd get the message. Then at the top of a long flight of stairs, we found the apartment. She came to the door. He thrashed my ribs with his elbows and whispered loudly, "That's her, Elder, that's the one, talk to her." Not long ago, brothers and sisters, up on Maple Lane, a few blocks from here, that woman's husband sat in our living room. He was here for general conference because he is the bishop of the Monheim ward. His two boys are preparing for missions. His wife and his daughter are pillars of the church. That is a lesson I can never forget about the limitations of the skepticism and the tolerance for ambiguity that come with learning and experience. I hope that I will never be so aware of reality that I am unresponsive to the whisperings of heaven.
What a powerful powerful story, and we should never forget that we don't only learn from the leaders above us, but we can also learn from the leaders below us, or those junior companions or counselors or members of our ward that may not possess the authority and keys that you do as a leader, but still are able to give you advice and information that can change how you lead. If you know of any other stories that we could share on the Leader to Leader segment on the Leading LDS podcast, please email me at leadinglds.com/contact, and I'd love to review those and get them on the podcast. As always, go to leadinglds.com/help and figure out a way to contribute to this great cause of spreading the leadership love. Until next time, be a leader and not a calling.